It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for March 22nd.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is dragoon, spelled D-R-A-G-O-O-N. Dragoon is a verb. When used with into, dragoon means to force or convince someone to do something. Without into, dragoon means to subjugate or persecute by harsh use of troops. Here's the word used in a sentence from The New Yorker by Sean Hahn. Half of the workforce was laid off, but those whose roles turned out to be somewhat critical were then begged to return. Some unlucky engineers were dragooned into launching the new Twitter Blue feature, which would charge users $7.99 per month for a verified checkmark. The rollout was catastrophic. A dragoon was a mounted European infantryman of the 17th and 18th centuries, armed with a firearm called by the same name. We suspect no arm twisting is necessary to convince you that the firearm's name, which came to English from French, comes from the fired weapon's resemblance to a fire-breathing dragon. History has recorded the dragonish nature of the dragoons who persecuted the French Protestants in the 17th century during the reign of Louis XIV. The persecution by means of dragoons eventually led to the use of the word dragoon as a verb. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.